Last year, Heber City annexed the 8,000-acre Sorensen property just north of the city boundaries. There are 5,700 approved units on the property to be built over the next 40 years. The annexation agreement saved 5,000 acres as public open space. During Tuesday's council meeting, the city and developer considered a third-party conservation easement agreement with Summit Land Conservancy. Rather than a sometimes temporary development agreement, Conservancy Executive Director Cheryl Fox says a conservation easement will be a permanent contract.
So we've seen other situations where we've relied on development agreements to protect open space, and that is a shaky protection, just to put it mildly, because development agreements can be renegotiated or overturned or taken to court. But the Summit Land Conservancy, we feel like what we're doing in this situation is coming in and basically ensuring the public benefit of this big development.
City Council could start out with 2,500 acres under their easement running through 2025, with the other 2,500 acres added at a later date. But no decision was made during Tuesday's council meeting. Council member Rachel Kaler told KPCW there were a lot of what-ifs discussed during the meeting.
A lot of the discussion was over the landowners being the HOA of the residents that live in that area. And of course, none of this has been built out. This is all future planning with the Sorensen Group and their developer.
If the land is protected under conservation easement, she says the HOA would have to manage the property without getting to collect any tax dollars to pay for it. Despite any hangups during the meeting, she says the council is moving towards securing the easement.
But I think it's a good base. It's a good next step. What we're trying to do is make sure that the city will not be liable for any injuries or accidents that could occur in this open space.
The next city council meeting is scheduled for June 15th. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.